Good morning. The winds have subsided considerably early this morning across interior New York and New England, so that right there making it more comfortable outside. It's still pretty cold, though, with temperatures back into the teens and lower 20s to start the day, but we don't have that brutally cold wind chill across most of the area. High pressure building in behind that storm now, continuing to depart over the Canadian Maritimes, will keep it dry today. We'll even add a little sunshine across most of the area through the midday hours. Then clouds will increase from the south and west in advance of that next system over the Midwest. Still, though, temperatures will reach into the middle and upper 30s for afternoon highs. As the high departs and some moisture works its way in from the south and west, we'll have a chance at a few snow showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies and lows dropping back into the middle and upper 20s. We're also tracking another low-pressure center currently getting its act together along the Gulf Coast. This low will eventually become the primary storm as the energy from the Midwest system transfers itself to this low as it makes its way toward the Delmarva Peninsula. At this point, the track becomes critical, as a closer track to the coast would mean more inland snow across the region, and a track a little further away would mean that most places will see a rain-snow mix with minor accumulation, so this will be determined over the next 24 hours. Right now, it looks like just some light rain and snow showers during the day Saturday with minor accumulations and highs in the middle to upper 30s, with the steadiest precipitation coming in on Saturday night and early Sunday morning. By the time the snow and rain mixture wind down during the day on Sunday, most places across the higher terrain will have a few inches of snow at least, with as much as 6 or 7 possible, while valley locations will struggle as we'll see mostly a rain-snow mixture and minor accumulations are likely. On Sunday afternoon, as the snow showers quit, temperatures will top out in the middle 30s again. The next area of high pressure will be here on Monday with mostly sunny skies and highs around 40 before another system heads in for midweek next week with another chance of rain and snow and highs in the mid-30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings continue for a large part of Iowa, and winter weather advisories are out for much of the rest of the Midwest, upper Ohio Valley, and central Appalachians as that big snowstorm that moved through the plains yesterday continues to translate east. Snowfall totals of 4 to 7 inches will be likely in Iowa. Most other locations in the Midwest will see 2 to 5 inches of snow, including Chicago, while the Ohio Valley and Appalachians may only get an inch or two of snow, but also some sleet and freezing rain, which could cause some icy travel. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Val d'Or, Quebec, Canada, at 8:25 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Lubbock, Texas at 1:32 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 16 degrees with a north wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 56 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 20 degrees, the dew point 13, 74% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.40 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Westlake, Texas, to a low of 26 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the upper 30s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with light snow showers and highs in the middle 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 25 degrees, the low 18, the average temperature 22, that's 5 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday for the month, 7.2 inches, which is 2.2 inches of snow below normal, and 26.8 inches for the season, which is 16.7 inches of snow below normal. There were 43 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 848, that's 10 above normal, and 4,324 for the season, which is 365 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees. The average low, 19. The record high, 68, set in 1997. And the record low, 8 below zero in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m. Sunset this evening at 5:36 p.m. 10 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and more comfortable today with less wind and highs in the mid-30s. Becoming cloudy tonight with the chance of a few snow showers and lows in the lower to mid-20s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds and more comfortable today with less wind and highs right around 40. Cloudy tonight with the chance of a few snow showers and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, some sunshine today followed by increasing clouds and more comfortable with less wind, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance of a few snow showers and lows in the mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds and more comfortable today with less wind and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy tonight with the chance of a few snow showers and lows in the mid 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds and more comfortable today with less wind, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy tonight with a chance of a few snow showers and lows in the mid 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with some light rain and snow, not much accumulation, highs in the middle to upper 30s. More snow, perhaps mixed with rain in the valleys on Saturday night. Several inches accumulation possible across the higher terrain by Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon, scattered snow showers in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, near 40 on Monday. A chance for more rain and snow Tuesday and Wednesday in the mid-30s. And snow showers on Thursday, with highs again in the middle-30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.